Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number 5, Yahoo rejects Microsoft takeover bid. At number 4, Sony Ericsson launch extends reach of Windows Mobile. At number 3, CERN builds largest computer grid to study origins of the universe. At number 2, BAA signs outsourcing contract with Logica CMG. And in top spot, Ryanair to suspend booking service for 4 days following OFT ruling on taxes. In that story, Ryanair has confirmed it will be unable to take online bookings or phone bookings over a 4-day period later this month after the website failed to comply with an Office of Fair Trading rule on passenger air taxes. The budget airline says its website booking engine and connected phone booking system will be offline between 10 p.m. on Friday the 22nd of February and 11 p.m. on Monday the 25th of February. As well as new bookings not being handled, passengers already with reservations will be unable to make any changes to their flights or conduct any online check-ins. The site is being updated to comply with the OFT rule that prices shown to passengers should include all taxes. And now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. In this week's cover story, executive editor Tony Collins reports that Tony Blair repeatedly tried to shorten the timetable for the NHS IT program in a move that would have brought results for NHS patients in time for a general election in May 2005. Tony, why is this revelation significant?
It's important because it shows that politics is interfering with the practicalities of a very large IT-based project. In fact, the largest civil IT program in the world. If politicians are going to make decisions based on when a general election is and shorten the time period allowed for an IT project so that the benefits can be delivered in time for a general election, then that's understandable from a politician's point of view. But of course, from the practicality of an IT program, that's pretty ludicrous. There needs to be a distinction made between politics and an IT project considerations. And because that's very difficult to do in reality, then questions have to be asked about whether governments should launch big, risky IT programs and then have politicians ultimately accountable for them.
Next, technology editor Cliff Sarin reports that Microsoft and Computer Science Corporation are among a number of companies that are using the skills of people with autism within their software testing processes. So Cliff, why have these and other companies identified this group of people as being particularly well suited to software testing?
People with autism often have skills that are suited to software testing. They're often methodical and exhibit great attention to detail, so that makes them very suited to exploring lines of code, checking if there is extra functional things are missing in the code, documentation doesn't make sense, functional specs don't make sense. That's the difficulty in software testing that people find, and people with autism are able to identify these a lot easier because they're very good at matching patterns, matching numbers, and in this case, matching code and documentation.
So how are these people with autism being supported by the company?
Well, interestingly, people with autism have a hard time in employment. It's quite difficult for them to stay in a job and keep a job due to their special needs. They tend to require their own office space. They need to be given quite precise instructions, and that makes it quite difficult for them. So this is all happening in Denmark. A company called Specialisten has been set up, run by a chap called Thorkild Son. And what he has done is he has created a company that identifies and diagnoses people with autism. And then they go through a series of tests. In fact, they use the Lego building blocks as a way of seeing their aptitude towards testing, towards building and programming. And with that, he trains them to work in a work environment. Once at Specialisten, they are given their own space. They have flexible working hours, which works. You know, it basically works for them. And if they are hired out to companies like CSC or Microsoft, these companies themselves have to put in place the kind of workspace and the work methodologies, I guess, that the people with autism require.
Heathrow Airport has started the largest UK trials of radio frequency identification tags for tracking passenger baggage. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, estimates that the use of RFID technology could save airports and airlines £375 million a year through lower system running costs and fewer lost luggage claims. But Deputy Technology Editor John Paul Kamath reports that IATA has warned that airlines will have a challenge to overcome before the world's airports can implement the systems. John Paul, what is the challenge and what is being done to overcome it?
Well, RFID tags transmit on slightly different frequencies depending on the country you're in. Now, the problem that that can lead to is that if you have an American bag coded with an American RFID chip, traveling down a travelator with a European bag, which is coded on a slightly different frequency, there's a chance that if the American reader is in place, it will read the American bag first, even though the European bag could be passing through the system, essentially sort of creating a mismatch. At the moment, there are a number of standards bodies that are out there looking to harmonize frequencies across the world so that the same frequency for RFID is used right across the world. But a broader challenge for airline operators is standardizing the way their readers work so as to manage these differences in frequencies. The important thing to point out here is that an RFID tag in America will work in Europe and vice versa. Compatibility issues are fine. It's just that the sensitivity in which the reader and the tag work needs to be fleshed out a bit more.
You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com. That's it for this week's roundup of IT news highlights from Computer Weekly. Goodbye.